Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Daring Darkness. This file is a story of you, of trips, of enjoying some old architecture while going places. See, it can be fun to travel with friends or colleagues. It can be a lot of fun to explore places where you've never been before. And, of course, if you are on a trip in particularly strange places, you might even get roped into a dare or two. Now, dares by themselves are usually pretty harmless. If they know you, the most they might do to you is make you a bit, I don't know, nervous or feeling slightly off. On the other hand, there are places that may be slightly less normal to visit. And while I'm sure you wouldn't usually walk into the places you are about to visit, it can be a lot of fun. At least that's what it sounds like. See, there are rumors, stories, houses and buildings with all kinds of history. Some of them quite obviously fiction, while others have some basis in reality. And when you visit one of these places, one of these old houses with lots of stories, it can be difficult telling fact from fiction. Now, before we start with your conviction to follow a dare, let's actually see what's out there and listen to the rumors of ghosts and sounds. What kind of things would there be? How would they behave? What would they tell you before you go into a building? That this old house has been known for its ghost? Or that perhaps some people walking outside or in the house were haunted by strange moan-like sounds? Nobody is quite sure if it's pain or pleasure or something different entirely. Wow, there have been people trying to find where it comes from. Nobody yet has truly found out. So close your eyes and imagine a beautiful, although by now quite old and forgotten house. There is still some fascination in the architecture. You can tell that once upon a time this was an expensive and well-kept, well-loved place. Even the garden still has some echoes of its former glory. But you and the ones you're traveling with are helped inside, guided by a flashlight and a tour guide that tells you stories of how this house housed such strange people. You all knew that nothing actually bad happened here, but that doesn't stop stories from spreading. And as the tour guide explained, that there's lots of stories of people trying to stay the night and fleeing with the strange sounds that echo through the house. He even put a flashlight underneath his face just to make it look more more scary. Not that it really worked. Still, the interior was just as fascinating as the exterior. While neglected, it was beautiful and it told stories of a time long since past. What was interesting, though, is as you, with the others, walked through the building, you noticed that the tour guide completely skipped over the basement. The others noticed. And as Hugh glanced, momentarily nervous, at the door that was just slightly ajar, a smile played on one of their lips. I dare you to go inside and spend at least 5 minutes down there. Easy, of course. The house itself was actually not that bad, and it would be fine to go down the stairs. Might be a little dark, but you had your phone with you, and it would be more than enough light to see by. And you have to close the door. Of course, there would be a reward if you managed. And why not? It was just a house after all. It might look a little strange and old, but it wasn't that creepy. You went through the door, closing it behind you, lacking a creep. There was no sound as the door closed, no creak, no ominous or otherwise strange indications of what was about to happen. The door just fell naturally back into the frame, and you stepped down. The basement, well, wasn't that special so far. Mostly wood, some stone. You could see in the far corner a furnace that must have once taken care of the heat of the whole building. There were no lights down here. Maybe they were never installed, or just nobody came here often enough for anyone to care. You looked at the time and wanted to lean back into a wall. That's when things got a little weird. As soon as you touched the wall, your phone started to flicker, the screen going off, leaving you in pitch black darkness. You heard a click behind you as well. And when you tried to edge yourself forward, suddenly the wall was in the wrong place. Where just a moment ago there was a wall behind you, now it was in front of you. Did you get turned around? Did your phone going off disorient you so much? You carefully turned around and went into the space in front of you. Behind you. You weren't quite sure where you were going. If the room was still the same, then in a few more steps, the wall should end next to you, and with just a corner, the stairs should be there. You stepped forward deeper, and then you almost tripped as a step down was beneath your feet. Did you go somewhere else? Did you get turned around somehow? You You were thinking about just going back to where you were and find the wall that you stood against. But something, some sound, you weren't quite sure if it was male or female or moaning or something else. It seemed to come from deeper. So that's where you're going. Well, at least you're definitely fulfilling this dare, you thought as you stepped deeper. Suddenly the area around you became impossibly bright. Your eyes were still trying to get used to the darkness, but bright lights appeared all around you. What are you doing here? This area is off limits. You are not supposed to be here. Oh, I see. A tourist. Well then, let's see what we can do with you. The lights turned off as quickly as they had gone on. You were seeing stars, flickers of light in your eyes as you were still blinded. Then suddenly the lights came on again and flickered off in different colors. You closed your eyelids, but it didn't seem to help much. The intensity of the light went right through your eyelids. After the first few quick changes of light, suddenly they became more slow. And with that slowness, your mind automatically sunk. With the last bit of thought you have, you were wondering how it was possible that such changes in light were able to completely dull your so difficult to think. No, you need to keep a hold on. The colors gave way to sounds, which gave way to sensations. The voice sounded like it was next to you. That's right. Give in. After all, you're not really here, are you? You're just walking in the dark. Maybe you fell asleep after such a tiring journey. I'm sure that this was no more than a dare or a bit of curiosity. You can just give in and let go. There's no need for you to think anymore. It's all okay, it's just a dream, a fantasy. Was your body being led deeper? Did you feel strange coldness around your hands, wrists, ankles, as you were turned around and sat down on something? Was your mind still flickering, or had something been placed on your head? Pleasant melodies flowing in through your ears, and on the edge of perception, you thought you could see skin and hear very strange sounds, reminiscent of sex. Now that you were closer, the sounds definitely were more like moans than screams or anything else, and they weren't unpleasant either. And the longer longer you listened, the deeper you fell, the more you realized that it wasn't just one moan either. They were soft, rhythmical choruses. Male and female voices alike, all wrapped in their own euphoric state. It must be nice. Must be nice to feel like that, to just mindlessly moan with abandon. It must be nice to let go of all your thoughts to such a degree that the only thing that's left is a blissful blankness, floating into and out of consciousness and allowing pleasure to rule. It must be so nice to forget it all and allow yourself to fall into an ever-deepening state of trance, not even noticing that your clothes were being cut away and that your body was slowly getting oiled by unseen fingers. Your eyes were too relaxed to open. Your thoughts are so sluggish that even noticing what's happening to your body is taking an immense bit of concentration. And as soon as you realized that devices were being placed against your crotch, that knowledge had already melted away, and the vibration that started to tease you, to please you, to tempt you even deeper, appeared to follow a rhythmical wave pattern, getting you to a new stage of pleasure with every slow build. A wave of rhythm, a melody of pleasure. And the more you got caught up in this melody, your body slowly being manipulated into mesmerizing sensations. You weren't even sure of what you were feeling. The light and sound, while not that bright anymore, was overwhelming in its subtlety. Your mind kept seeing shapes that seemed to distort and move as you listened, and some of the music mixed with the moans, making an almost beautifully perfect harmony of pleasure. In and out of consciousness over and over again, every time the pleasure grew stronger and stronger, your mind melted more. And it wasn't just in one place either. The back of your neck felt something cold, metallic, pressed against it that vibrated pleasantly. Strange sensations over your chest, as your feedback helped the machines to make you feel even better. And even sensations across your arms and legs that pulled you deeper, make them so relaxed that even if you wanted to lift a limb, you couldn't. The sound changed more and more, and I wonder if you realize that your own moans are mixing with the sound from the outside. Soft, subtle at first, but as they grow in intensity and pleasure, as every breath becomes an enriching sensation of sweet sensuality. As deep vibrations rumble and tease between your legs, they found all those places, made sure to use any and all sensations that you responded to. Maybe a very small part of your mind was still wondering how you got here, but the pleasure melted that thought away quickly. And it was almost like a countdown to the inevitable, and yet it never pushed you over the edge. On the one hand, the edge seemed impossibly far away, as if what you were feeling was just soft and subtle, and on the other, it might even pull you into a state that seems impossibly intense. Your mind and body mixed in the duality of emptiness and pleasure, intensity and blankness. The reaction of your body, unique to you, mixed with those unseen around you. What kind of experiments were done here? And I wonder, would you want to return? Every moment allowed the pleasure, the intensity to grow. There were words in the background, soft, soothing. It's all okay, you can let go. Allow yourself to enjoy this feeling. Just let it all in and flow into this pleasurable state. Allow the desire to grow inside. Let yourself enjoy it. It's allowed. Everything is all right. There's no need to think. You can let it all just flow through you. Every moan you utter is private and beautiful. Every sensation you feel is unique to you, and it's beautiful to behold. Allow yourself to feel it. Enjoy it. It's okay. Let every breath be even better than the last. A soothing, sweet wave of pleasure with every moment. And you know, it doesn't matter if you pass out at some point. All you know is that you are wrapped in a blissful blankness, a tingly space of nothingness. Everything is pleasantly dark and your body wonderfully, comfortably warm. The pleasure is sort of stabilizing in a place where your mind never often visits. There's some confusion left, some mixture of the material and the immaterial. Your mind is not quite capable of grasping everything that's happening to you, so you sink down deeper into the nothingness, the blankness, the wonderful state of complete blissful pleasure. And who knows, maybe you'll remember the lights, the sounds, the senses. Maybe you'll forget. Maybe this will be no more than a dream, a moment that passed without you even noticing. Will you be okay, or are you trapped here in this blissful pleasure forever? In a moment, your return to awareness may come as a light shock, and you'll be surprised to find that you're awakening exactly where you missed your mind. And when you do, that confusion, that blissful sensation of pleasure still echoing in the back of your mind may call you back to dare. But there's no obligation at all this time or the next or the one after that. It's all just a dream after all, just a bit of fancy. And that's okay. You're allowed to fantasize, to drift off in moments of distraction. And who knows, maybe you were just listening to someone talking about trips to old houses, and you thought it would be nice to imagine what could happen. And maybe you did. I'm sure your imagination was incredibly powerful and intense. So I'm sure it will come as no surprise that you eventually wake. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. It was all just a dream.